Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock. We trust that your summer is off to a great start. July 4th, this Friday already. Wow. It's been very productive for if you're a, no matter what you did, any sports so far since school got out in early June, as we embark on July tomorrow. And if you know, no matter what sport, I mean, soccer, baseball, basketball, but football, there's been a lot going on, no matter what you do. And there's always special events. And over the weekend, as I said, at St. Thomas University in Miami Gardens, they had close to 800 young men at various events over 2 days, 7-on-7, line camp, a prospect camp, and then yesterday, a special teams event, which attracted some young kids as well as a few veterans. Somebody has been doing this for a long, long time, one of the most productive kickers that Miami-Dade County has ever had, and he's kind of parlayed that into a really good career as far as teaching and instructing, and he's turned out some really good special teams kids through his OKC, not to be confused with the Oklahoma City basketball team, but Oscar Castaneda has done a tremendous job, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Great seeing you, as always. Like I told you, to see you and Wilkie Perez in 2 days, it was like legendary time in South Florida.
Hey, good evening, Larry. Thank you for having me on your show one more time. And yes, it was a pleasure seeing you yesterday. And yeah, Wilkie Perez, yeah, another Miami High legend, Hall of Famer. Yeah, so
yeah,
great memories.
It is. You've never left this profession. You've always hung out and have learned how to, you know, perfect the teaching and instruction to churn out some really good kickers. Here we sit in 2025, heading to the season in another month or so. How far has special teams come? I mean, because now, I mean, you know, back in your day, you know, getting a center to just snap the darn ball was, hey, you work on it for a couple of days. Now it's a big old deal. I mean, you're getting drafted into the NFL for it. You're getting scholarships for it. Same thing as kickers, punters. I mean, everybody's kind of figured out, hey, without a kicker punter, we're sunk, you know, because we need that field goal. We need those extra points. And we need those placement on the punting. Talk about the evolution of the special teams.
I mean, special teams has come a long way. You know, it's nothing compared to when I was growing up back in the 90s, coming out of Miami High. You know, none of these, you know, exposure camps or just these kicking camps alone never existed. You know, it was all about doing your own work, trying to learn the basics and the technique on your own, you know. And especially now, you know, if you're coming from the soccer world, you know, adjusting into the kicking technique is a whole lot different, you know, and that's what all coaches now, like myself and all these other kicking coaches out there, that's what we do. And even with snapping, like you say, you know, you could get a football scholarship now for being a snapper. So these are special skills that these kids work very hard for. And, you know, they work really, really hard to now, you know, it pays off. It pays off.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, the way I coach my kicking, my kids is, you know, if you want to be a successful kicker, to be a successful kicker, technique is all they need. You know,
right.
Technique plays a huge role when it comes to kicking and even snapping. You know, it's very important.
You brought up a good point because, you know, back in the day, they go, oh, we got a soccer player. Let's just use him. But that's not always the norm because, yeah, the kid could have a strong leg, but he could be all over the place. It's like a baseball pitcher who could throw 95, but if he can't find the plate, you know, what good is he going to be? You made an outstanding point as far as being technically sound. I mean, it's a craft. You've got to work on it. You know, just because you could kick the ball 60, 70 yards doesn't mean anything. Talk about that, because I'm sure you've had a lot of kids that have come in from soccer and, you know, felt that they were, oh, I could do this really easy. And then when they found out, hey, listen, you see those two little posts right there? You got to get this in the middle of those. And that's not so easy. Yeah. Talk about that, because I think the average person thinks, well, my grandson plays soccer, so, and he's got a great leg, so he's going to be a great kicker. But that's not necessarily the norm.
No, no, it's not. And as you know, throughout the years, I've been doing this for 18 years already, you know, when I first started coaching, starting with the Borregales brothers, you know, and some kids do adjust faster than others. I'm not going to lie, but coming from the soccer world like myself, you know, I play soccer all my life, you know, there's kids out there that it's very hard for them to adjust, you know. It's a completely different swing on the football. The follow through is completely different. And, you know, in my 18 years, I will say I've had a handful of kids that came from soccer that never adjusted and never actually liked the way the kicking swing, you know, was, and right, really didn't stay kicking or playing football, you know. But majority of these kids, I mean, I'm not going to lie, as a coach, it could be a big job trying to get these kids adjusted, but, you know, it's just a matter of learning how to teach, you know, a lot of patience and just making the kids like the craft. You know, you got to make it fun for them. It's not just about drilling them and telling them, oh, you don't do it like this. If you're not going to do it right, then this is not for you. No, you have to make it fun to where they like it and they learn the proper way.
Yeah, no doubt. Oscar Castaneda joins us, OKC Kicking Camps. He does a great job. And, you know, you brought up a good point with the Borregales brothers. Here's two guys that started with you. They were both soccer-oriented kids, obviously. But two guys, you know, because you remember in your day, I mean, you and Albert Del Greco and a few other kids from the you know, this area, you know, went on and the kid escapes me that used to be at HML and went to LSU, who was, you know, back in the day, he was another one of those guys. But there's not very many. But when you get kids like the Borregales brothers, and Jose was first, and little Andy followed him. You know, I remember when Andy was like 9 or 10 and you pointed him out and you go, hey, if this kid sticks with it, he's going to be really good because he's smart and he understands. Talk about that development that they had, because here they, you know, they're both professional kickers. Andy obviously was drafted in this cycle by the New England Patriots. Talk about that type of kicker, because here you had two guys who were very talented with strong legs, but they were also good students. They kind of listened to everything you said.
Yeah, I mean, it all started, you know, it's a great story, you know. It started when I was actually taking my son for his first football practice at the Raw Meadows, and I saw them out there kicking with their father, and I just approached them and asked them if they needed help. The father asked if I knew what I was doing. I was like, I think I know a little bit. So it got to the point that we were training every Sunday for 2-3 hours. And I remember then it was just, we only had two footballs. And, you know, to me, the way I've always thought is if they're not leather footballs, we're not kicking. So I put that in them since day one. It had to be leather footballs. So we were kicking two footballs back and forth. And it wasn't that hard to get them adjusted to the right technique. You know, they got it real quick. But these two guys were hard workers. They've been hard workers since day one. And not to Andy, since the age of 5, I asked him, what school you want to go to? And he just threw the U. I'm going to go to the U. That's where he ended up. And look where he's at now. You know, it's just, you know, it's a blessing to have coached those two kids. Well, not kids anymore. They're young. They're men now, but you know, but they, in a way, those are the guys that got OKC started, you know, and from word of mouth, I started getting a lot of more clientele, and it just, you know, skyrocketed.
Yeah, no doubt. You do a tremendous job. Let everybody know, you know, if they want to get involved and maybe learn a little bit more about it, or if kids, you know, maybe have started kicking and they want to refine things and work, how do they get in touch with you, Oscar?
Well, if they want to get a hold of me, they could either just reach out through my social media. My Instagram is OKC_kicking_camp. Or you could get me through Twitter, which is CoachOscar13. Or just, you know, my phone number and everything is on those pages.
Good stuff. Hey, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. It's always, you know, it's always a pleasure, a thrill. Having watched you kicked in high school. I guess I kind of watched everybody kick in high school. But, I mean, but watching you back in the day, the glory days of Miami High, you know, and you and I yesterday talked about some of the great coaches that they've had for the past. And you know as well as I do, the asylum over there is in basketball and also football over the years has been very, very special to the growth of high school sports in this area. Oscar, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll run into each other.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a great night.
You too. Oscar Castaneda, the kicking coach at St. Thomas University, does a tremendous job. And certainly one of those guys, you know, that's been around for a long, long time, giving back to these kickers during a time when, you know, like we said, you could be a great soccer kicker and have a strong leg. But if you don't have the accuracy and you don't have the idea, it's a different story.